tune in to what it is you feel within yourself your next step is. And if your next step is just simple, like, say, learning to play the guitar, maybe, or maybe just learning some new skill. And if you take the right step and you begin learning that, even though you may not be good at it, when you make that learning activity, it will feel really good to yourself, really fulfilling. It'll be amazing because you, at first of all, didn't want to do it, but then when you learn that one thing in this life that you're supposed to be learning, it will feel really good. You'll have a peace about yourself from learning it. You'll think, how come I didn't do this earlier? I had signs I was supposed to do it, but I ignored them because I wasn't good at it. But now that I'm learning it, it feels really great to be moving. And now my particular lesson I had to learn, I had to go kicking and screaming in that direction because I didn't want to do it. But when I finally yielded, I felt a strong peace about doing it. And so each one of us needs to find that one thing that you're supposed to learn. Now, we do many things in a particular lifetime, but I'm talking about a particular lesson. Each one of us has to learn a particular lesson before we can really move on and be of service to humanity. We have to be service to ourselves first and learn that one particular lesson. The way to get more intuitive is this one rule. You just got to do one thing. Follow the highest you know. Now, the highest you think, well, the highest I know isn't very good. Okay, it may not be very good, and you may make a bunch of mistakes, but when you make a mistake, you'll see what you did wrong, and then you can correct it. And then you can take your next step. And eventually, if you follow the highest you know, you'll follow your intuition. Now, there will come a time when you'll be tempted not to follow the highest you know, when the highest you know will be kind of hard to do. And so you'll be tempted to take the easy road. And this is a temptation that besets us all. And this, if there's such a thing as sin, this is the one true sin, is violating the highest you know. And there's a couple times in my life when I knew what I had to do, and it was really hard, and I didn't do it, and I really regretted it, you know. But it's like the story in my first book about these guys on the path. You know, they didn't know which path to choose, but when they made a choice, they went with it. And the guys that were really suffered were the ones that just couldn't choose. They were just afraid to choose. People that are paralyzed by fear because they can't choose are the ones that are really in hell on this earth. But once, we must never stand still, but we must always pick the next step. If we don't know what it is, guess. But in that guess, make the best guess that you can make, and then go with it, and then you're going to learn something. And then when you have to take another step, you're going to be wiser, and then wiser, until eventually, if you continue following the highest you know, you'll develop all your higher abilities. You develop your intuition, higher psychism. Plus, once you develop your intuition, and then you get it fairly thoroughly developed, then you can draw back all the other abilities that you've had in past lives. We hear about prodigies today that they just look at a piano and they can play it immediately. Obviously, they knew it in a past life. So it's below the threshold of their consciousness, but they bring it back really fast. You know, so the things below the threshold of your consciousness, if you haven't used it for a long time, it may take a little bit of a while to get it back. But you can get it back fairly quickly if you concentrate on it. If your soul sees that you need to bring back something, it will assist you in bringing it back. But if your soul sees you trying to retrieve something and it really wants you to move on, learn something else, then you'll feel frustrated. If you want that which is true, you look within for verification. When you get that verification from within, then you can know for an absolute surety that you're on the right track. you may not know for an absolute surety you got the whole picture. Because we just get the whole picture a piece at a time. But we will know that we got the right piece, that we're going the right direction. And that's the most important thing to know. We won't see the whole picture for a long time to come yet. But the important thing is to get that next piece of the puzzle. And when you get that next piece of the puzzle, it just feels truly right. How many times in your life maybe have you done something that a lot of people thought was the wrong thing to do, but it just felt really right for you, even though it may not have made a lot of sense? Well, that was your piece to the puzzle. And on hindsight, you may not even understand it completely. But except you got experience, you found out something, and it led you to your next step. And so oftentimes your next step may not be one that the world recognizes as a logical one to take. But if it's verified from within, that next step is going to be right. It'll get you somewhere, and it'll get you to greater light at the end of the tunnel eventually. But we must take that next step, and a lot of people in this world just don't know where that next step is. Whether it be people in the church, people out of the church, people that are religious or non-religious, there's a tremendous number of people just don't know what their next step is. It's they're just reaching for it, and they don't know, and they fall back on some authority, tells them, this is what your next step is. I know what you need to do. This is it. Go within and get the verification from within. Say there's three different people that you could marry in a lifetime. And you come across these three people, and maybe your soul looks at the situation and it thinks it doesn't really matter which one he marries. He's going to have an interesting experience no matter which one. Okay? And so your soul is not going to give you any information about it. He's not going to say, you marry this person. It'll just leave it up to you. And I found a lot of what I thought was crucial points in my life, I looked to the higher spheres and say, well, what am I supposed to do? And I get nothing. And they say, well, it's up to you, whatever you decide. You know? And so some things I thought was crucial to get information, I get nothing. Which means I just supposed to use my best judgment. Whatever happens, happens. You know, go with it. And then there's other things, like marrying Artie. It was very important that I marry Artie for probably the work and a number of things I'm going to do in life. So my soul directed me toward her. But other times, you may wind up marrying somebody that's the decision's entirely up to you. And most of the times it is. But with most people, because no matter who you marry, you're going to learn something pretty important. But other times, maybe there's somebody that you're supposed to work with, or maybe even like a business partner. Maybe you'll meet one potential business partner and partner up with them and get no message. And, you know, you'll learn some nice things. But other times, maybe this often happens. Two guys get together to create something, and they both have elements that will create something greater than themselves, and they get a strong registration. Hey, we got to work together. You and me got to do this. You know, so it's not just spouses. It could be anybody. And so normally, with a lot of, even after, if you achieve a lot of soul contact in life, you'll have most of the things that happen to you in life, most of your decisions will be entirely up to you. It's only when that decision is going to affect people beyond you that maybe your soul will step in and give you, say, hey, you know, it's really important that you go this direction. Your soul has a plan for you to progress. Let's say Phyllis is supposed to learn to develop more spiritual love. Okay, in that case, then let's say she's dragging her feet on that, so the love comes out of the heart. And the heart governs the energies of spiritual love when it's released. So what the soul could do in that case is send her a message
through some problem with her heart. And so she gets this problem and she thinks, well, what's causing this problem? And what's really causing it is she needs to tune in to the lessons that is being sent to her throughout her life about developing greater spiritual love. And if she tunes into those lessons and moves forward, her heart will be just fine. If not, well, then it gets worse. Now, the other things around, say, the organs around the solar plexus area, that governs the emotions. And if some part, if you have some emotional problems, then you'll have problems around this area of the body. The center between the eyes governs the world of ideas. If you're resisting some type of idea that you're supposed to develop, then you may wind up with sinus problems, headaches, different things like this. So your soul sends you messages according to what you may be resisting. Now, as we incarnate through our various lives, different energies are released. And when the energies are released, we need to adapt to them, but we normally will resist them. For instance, let's say a person was a musician in a past life, and he's born in this life, and he's naturally good at everything, every musical instrument. He finds himself very excellent at these. And so let's say that he has an accident with his hand, like, and he can't play any musical instrument. Okay? So now he's forced to do something else. So this is what the soul often does. It pushes us in a direction so that we're forced to learn new things. If we resist learning those new things, then we're going to have some type of ill effects that filters down to the physical plane. We're going to have a problem until we finally settle in on learning that lesson.
Thanks for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis Podcast. If you found that what you heard rang true for you, or you're interested in finding out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com.